800-963-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, December 26, 2024 edition. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can click on podcast very simply at our website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com website. Click on podcast. Every half hour of the show is listed there, reverse chronological order. So at noon today, when the 6 half-hour podcast post, the top one will be hour three, segment two. The last half hour will be at the top. The first half hour will be the sixth one down on the list. One of the things that you're able to accomplish is sharing information. You don't have to know everything that I talk about on the show, every issue, every subject. You can simply pick and choose the things that you're most interested in and then become part of it. Now that Christmas is over, perhaps you're looking at your credit card bills, you're looking at income coming in, tax returns, different things. You're kind of formulating your budget for 2025. I need you to set aside $500. I know it's a lot of money, but you have to do it. There's going to be events that's going to cost you money to attend. There's going to be dues that you're going to have to pay to your local county Republican Party. You have to be in a situation where you can come to these events, pay the money, 50, 60 bucks, whatever it is, to be part of these events in this upcoming year, 2025. Why do I say that? Because this year, 2025, is the year that we prepare for battle in 2026. The election year, the midterm election, is going to be a battle. We're going to have primary challengers on both sides of the ballot in August of 2026. You're going to be looking at Democrat candidates for governor, an independent candidate. We know already one of them, Mike Duggan, for governor, and a handful of Republicans. We're going to have announcements about U.S. congressmen retiring and endorsing perhaps a state senator to go to Washington to replace them. That's going to open up a Senate seat, most likely the 37th, the seat that John DeMuth currently has and hates, is the information I'm being told. Being in the minority is not fun. And he doesn't like it. And if Congressman Jack Bergman decides to retire and not run for re-election in 26, well, he'll probably announce his retirement and endorse John DeMuth to go to Washington to replace him. I believe that quid pro quo has already been inked, signed in blood, and a done deal. Prove me wrong. If he does run for re-election, well, he's got some explaining to do. I believe a candidate might challenge him on the Republican side, and DeMuth would lose. God only knows who this person's going to be, but I think DeMoose days are numbered in Lansing, and he's going to Washington. Again, Congressman Bergman, Senator DeMoose, prove me wrong. But in addition to all that, we have an opportunity to take over and fix certain county parties that are broken, that need new leadership. And that boils down to you becoming a paid, dues-paying member of your local county party. Everybody should do that. That's going to cost you $25, $30, $40, $50 for a yearly dues membership to your local county party. If you're listening to my voice right now, I want you to join your county party after New Year's. Give a hold of your local county party, find out who to make the checkout to, fill out the form, and find out when their meetings are. I need you to attend January's first organizational meeting. As leadership is elected, you can be a part of the conversation, at least witness, see what goes on in the process. Get to know the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, the treasurer, and the other precinct delegates that are there. So that's goal number one for January. I need you to do this. So again, in your budget process, as you're paying off Christmas, you're looking at January's income, you're figuring out taxes, you're doing all that, earmark $500 for 2025. There's going to be events that you're going to need to come to this year. Besides paying your dues to being a paid member of your county party, you're going to have to go to meetings. You're going to have to go to events. You're going to have to come to our Fun Shoot Pig Roast in August, the fourth Saturday, August 23rd, Central Lake, Michigan. Put it on your calendar. I don't want anybody listening out there to tell me that they got a family reunion or a class reunion this coming year, August 23rd, 2025. Move your family reunion to a different date because you need to come join us in Antrim County. Now, one other aspect of all this, as you're learning, as you're listening, as you're becoming more informed, engaged, participating, you go to axmytax.org, you volunteer. Well, this is something that you need to be thinking about. Which candidate do you think would be the best governor for us to work for, to get elected, to help them get elected in 2026 gubernatorial primary? Trucker, we haven't even had New Year's yet, and you're already talking about 2026. Yes, I am, and I'm going to tell you why. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to take a lot of grassroots activities. So you have to understand something. Either you're all in continuing this momentum that we just accomplished on November 5th, or you're done. You think you did it. You got President Trump elected. We took back the House in Lansing. We're good. We're not good. State of Michigan is broken. It needs to be fixed. And if you look at these stories, if you look at the agenda, if you look at the priorities that this governor is going to be pushing, and she'll be pushing hard. Why? Because she's running for president in 2028. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be in the primary, mark my words, absolutely 100% guaranteed, will be running for president in 2028. God forbid. And she's going to want to go and represent to the country, to the nation, her progressive agenda accomplishments that she was able to accomplish here in 8 years of being governor of the state of Michigan. She has checked off almost every box. She's made Michigan the abortion capital of the country. She has passed the Clean Energy Act of 2040. 100% of our electric grid will be produced by windmills, turbines, and solar panels. She's pushing the electric vehicle mandate here in Michigan. Donald Trump says day one, he's repealing it. Anything to do with electric vehicles, electric vehicle charging stations, he's eliminating the funding. Executive order, he is killing all the federal dollars going toward the EV mandate. Electric vehicles are dead under Donald Trump. Gretchen Whitmer is going to try to continue pushing it here in the state of Michigan. Her economic development plan, folks, is all based around the EV industry. Building electric vehicles, manufacturing plants to produce batteries, the chips that go into them, all of it is based along or around electric vehicles. And she's got 2 years to get it done here in Michigan, while Donald Trump will be fighting her at the federal level. Gun laws, they're going to continue to try to advance that agenda. However, with the Republicans now in control of the House, I don't know how that's even possible, because I don't know one single Republican that would be voting for gun bills. Oh, wait a minute. There was one. Who was it? The incoming Speaker of the House, Majority Leader Matt Hall. Matt Hall voted for the gun bills. He gave them the ability, because of his votes for the gun bill legislation, the ability to call it bipartisan. Democrats and Republicans supported it. No, they did not. It was Democrats and one Republican, incoming Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. And one of our state reps, Cam Cabot, oh yeah, he happened to have COVID that day. Back in session the next day, but the day of the vote, yeah, he had COVID. Can't make this stuff up, people. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Matt Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this rant and this half hour, basically, we have got to stay engaged and we need to hold these Republicans accountable. Matt Hall has already demonstrated that he's willing to vote for the gun bills and work with the Democrats. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has already made it a priority in her letter to the incoming legislators that she wants a permanent road funding formula to be negotiated. Matt Hall released his plan early December during the lame duck, only to see it die in the Democrats' lame duck session. It went nowhere. Well, he's the incoming speaker. And if Whitmer wants a budget passed, she's going to have to work with Matt Hall. Matt Hall wants this road funding formula passed. It started in 2012 with Jace Bulger. It was passed on to Tom Leonard. It was passed on to Lee Chatfield. It's been passed on to Matt Hall. None of them, and how this even happened, I have no idea. In 2010, when we gave them the majority in the House, Republican Senate, and Republican Governor Rick Snyder, how was it they were not able to adopt Jace Bulger's plan to permanently fix the road funding formula in the state of Michigan back then? How was it they didn't get it done in 2011 when they took the gavel, when they took the power, when they took the pen to the governor's ship? This is unbelievable. But now, Matt Hall is in the position to hold it over Governor Gretchen Whitmer's head to get it done. I voted for your gun bills. You were able to call it bipartisan supported legislation. Well, I want this road funding formula passed. And if you don't pass it, Governor, you don't agree to it, well, I'm going to have a difficult time getting my caucus to approve your 2026 budget. That's probably how he's going to say it. It's not going to be me, Governor. I'm totally for a new budget. I'll work with you. But those pesky little conservative members of my caucus, they're not going to vote for a budget until we fix the roads once and for all. When we fix the tipped wage law that the Michigan Supreme Court basically wrote and rammed it down our throats for small businesses, restaurants. It takes effect, folks, February 21st, according to the Supreme Court opinion, their ruling. They've got the month of January to fix this. The paid sick leave law. They've got the month of January to fix that. Because that, too, goes into effect in February. Which will be devastating for small businesses here in the state of Michigan. They are in a position, if we put pressure on them to hold them accountable, to put pressure on them to negotiate with this governor for the next 2 years that they have control of the House. What was the greatest present Christmas gift we got this year? I believe the election of Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, president and vice president, that took place on November 5th. Good friend of mine, Karen, she puts out a conservative newsletter. She wrote, "I am so thankful that President Trump won. I have not felt this relaxed, unburdened, and hopeful in years. I truly believe that this election, with his victory, will save our nation and the future of our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren." She got a photograph with this story from Town Hall that basically has Donald Trump sitting in front of a really beautiful decorated Christmas tree, some wrapped gifts under the tree, sitting in a very nice chair, looks like it's gold leaf, with really a beautiful embroidered back and seat cushion, sitting next to a very small antique table. And of course, his dark navy suit, white shirt, and red silk tie with a big smile on his face. And what is he holding in his left hand? A cell phone. And in his right hand, a pen with a stack of executive orders that he's getting ready to sign on January 20th. Remember Obama? I have a cell phone and I have a pen. Well, that's what this photo is basically reminding us as to what Obama said. Donald Trump's going to do it. He said roughly the other day, about 2 o'clock on January 20th, he's going to have a sore hand from signing these executive orders. Basically going to try to undo every single thing that Joe Biden did during his 4 years in the Oval Office. Best Christmas present ever came on November 5th. Hour number three, final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor.